Hello everybody, I am Patrick Sharkey, and with Highland Radio this week we will be celebrating Neurodiversity Celebration Week. On the series we will focus on different neurodivergent people from Donegal and further afield.
And today we talk to someone who has dyslexia. It's the return of the 20-year-old Dunfanaghy man, Charles Gallagher. You know, he's both ADHD and dyslexia, and we've discussed ADHD in another episode. And if you didn't hear that one, Charles Gallagher is currently studying an access program at Trinity College. Charlie also holds multiple advocacy roles in many different organizations, such as ADHD Ireland and Spun Out. You're very welcome in your return to the show.
Lovely, Patrick. Thank you so much for having me back on.
Firstly, when did you learn you were dyslexic?
When did I learn when I was dyslexic? I think it was around the same time. It was the same time I got diagnosed with ADHD. They also told me I was diagnosed with dyslexia. So 2006 to 2007-ish. Yeah, I don't really remember too much about this dyslexic problem, because like I knew what dyslexia was kind of at the time. Even though I was only, you know, 6 or 7, you know, it was kind of explained to me that you just have difficulty with English and math, and thought, oh, okay, I do have this difficulty with English and math and Irish and whatnot. So I thought, okay. And like a lot of people in my class were also dyslexic, so we all knew exactly what it was. So I wouldn't say it's a very prominent one, because the ADHD kind of overtook that one now.
Would you say you would have had your support of your friends, and because you would have been in the same class with them, then obviously would have been well known? Surely you probably would have had support of, you know, close family members and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they were very, very, very supportive about it all, like, to be fair.
Do you think, you know, different struggles with dyslexia and maybe, you know, different problems, do you think it's maybe helped you shape you into the person you've become?
Dyslexia wise, I wouldn't say so now. As the dyslexia, you know, it hasn't, you know, there isn't really many great benefits now, I have to say, or that I've realized at all. There could be great benefits and I just haven't utilized them, you could say. But I would have to say probably not, to be honest. In regards to just dyslexia. Because it can be very, very stressful when you're trying to do college work, which is something I found over the last year. Like, it can really, you know, your punctuation, your grammar, and your vocabulary is affected pretty drastically. Like,
would you maybe just to, you know, further yourself in life or something, you maybe just mask the dyslexia or try your best, or, you know, try it at least?
Yeah. See, that's the thing that I was told. Do you know what I mean? Like, growing up, like, always try your best, even though, like, you have this, you know, even though you have dyslexia. Like growing up, now there would like in like primary school and secondary school, even there was a lot of discrimination regarding the people who had dyslexia, even though like a big majority of the school had it. Like, all the teachers would say, "Try your best, try harder," and you're like sitting there and you're like, "I am trying the hardest I am possibly able to go. I can't go any further than this, or I'm gonna have a mental breakdown." But so I definitely did try my best, like, and you know, it did pay off, to be fair. Like, so
no, you're still at 20 years old, even though you're an adult, you're still within the education system, obviously at the very prestigious mm-hmm. Trinity College. Do you feel it gets tougher as an adult, or does it get easier, or what happens with it?
Do you know what? Actually, I would say it would get it's a wee bit tougher. I wouldn't say it's drastically any different. You know, the only thing that it gets a wee bit harder in is working. You know, because you're dealing with you know, like, can I have 2 Heineken, 4 Guinness, and all? And you have to remember all these orders, and then money. You're working on money as well, like, so. It's like you need to have a good memory for it, like, and it, that's the only part that really comes in. So I wouldn't say it's a too hindrance on anything, but yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Great to have you on today, and Charlie, and best of luck in the future, Charlie.
Lovely, Patrick. Thank you.
That's it for today's podcast. Join us for more on Neurodiversity Celebration Week tomorrow.